the news in detail now from Helen Donoghue.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has appealed for national unity after he was re-elected for another 5 years, extending his period in power to a quarter of a century. Addressing thousands of supporters in Ankara, Mr. Erdogan said he would build a strong economy and ensure that 1 million refugees could go home to Syria. Mr. Erdogan secured 52.1% of the votes. However, his rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu claimed the election was unfair.
In this election, the will of the people to change an authoritarian regime emerged, despite all the pressures. We'll continue our struggle on all fronts. We'll continue to be at the forefront of this struggle until real democracy comes to our country.
A complete ban on private vehicles passing through Dublin's College Green comes into effect from today. The bus gate, which previously operated mainly during daytime hours and only on weekdays, will now be enforced 24/7. Dublin City Council says it will help improve public transport times. But business groups in the area have called for further consultation. Samantha Labrary reports.
Up to now, the College Green bus gate has operated between 7am and 7pm Monday to Friday, but from today the ban on private vehicles travelling past the front of Trinity College will be enforced 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dublin City Council say this will help improve travel times for the 2 million public transport users who pass through the area every week. An estimated 27,000 private vehicles who use College Green weekly will now have to find an alternative route. There had been plans to reroute buses from the area, but those have been postponed. Dublin Town, which represents businesses in the area, say since most members of the public have stopped driving private vehicles through College Green, the car ban will make little difference to them. However, they say there has been no engagement with businesses in the area, and issues around deliveries, waste collection and access for maintenance and repairs have not been considered.
Investigations are underway into a major fire that broke out at a Dublin apartment block yesterday afternoon. 7 units of the fire brigade were called to tackle the blaze at the building in Blanchardstown. Fire services believe it started on a balcony on the 8th floor. Kate Carolyn reports.
The fire brigade and Gardaí have launched separate investigations into the fire that saw up to 7 families evacuated from their homes overnight. It's not known when it will be safe for them to return. The building is located beside the Crown Plaza Hotel in Blanchardstown. Both the apartment building and the hotel were evacuated while the fire brigade attended the scene. However, most people have since been allowed to return to their homes. No injuries have been reported, and it's understood the damage is mostly limited to the apartment it started in. Assessments of the damage will be carried out today.
7 men are due in court later today, charged with the attempted murder of a senior police detective in Northern Ireland. PSNI Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell was shot several times outside a sports complex in Omagh in County Tyrone in February. The 7 men, aged between 28 and 72 years old, are to appear before Dungannon Magistrates Court via video link. Divisions are continuing between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over budget tax proposals, as the coalition parties were accused of engaging in political one-upmanship. Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan has hit out at Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, accusing him of pure electioneering. Minister Simon Harris contended it was entirely appropriate for Fine Gael to articulate its views. Sinn Féin says both parties should be focused on solving the immense problems facing the country. The Irish Blood Transfusion Board has issued an urgent appeal for blood donations, as the national supply in most groups has fallen to just 3 days in recent weeks. The board says it aims to have 7 days supply in stock at all times. It said its target is to get an additional 2,000 donations over the next 5 weeks and appealed to both regular and new donors to attend their nearest clinic. A motorcyclist in his 50s has died following a road crash in County Meath. The man's motorcycle was involved in a collision with a car near Dunshaughlin at around 6:15 yesterday evening. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to contact them. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
Today will be a dry and generally sunny day, though the sunshine will turn hazy at times, turning warm again, especially in the west, with highs temperatures of 17 to 22 degrees generally. However, the east coast will hold a couple of degrees cooler in light to moderate easterly breezes.